Dom, a great game today, but we'll remember for the first goal you scored for Quakers.
I know, yeah, it was, obviously I don't get many, so it was nice to finally get a goal, even though it is just a friendly, but you know, it was a nice feeling. I think Stice is trying to take it off me, but it did cross the line, just to confirm when I headed the ball, it did cross the line already, so, but yeah, it's been nice, it's been really nice, it's been a good day.
Tommy said it went in off your nose, is that right?
Yeah, just because I knew I needed to get the header down, and the only way I could have got it down was to put my full face towards it, and then unfortunately it came off my nose, but there was no blood, so it was all good.
It was a good set piece, really, wasn't it? Reminiscent of the one that England had been using in the World Cup with Harry Maguire coming in.
Yeah, we have done a little bit of work with the gaffer and Whitey on set pieces in training. That's one thing we haven't managed to get a lot, and it's been quite a bit more, you know, intense. We haven't really managed to get a lot of set pieces and things like that defensively, but we did do quite a bit of an attacking one. So, you know, we've got some big lads, you know, with Angie and, Burnsy and Tez, you know, we're quite big lads. So, and when Hughesy comes in as well. So we've got to utilise that throughout the season. And when you've got the likes of Terry putting the ball in and Joe Wheatley and people like that, they've got good quality. So, you know, we've got to make the most of it. And, you know, today we did. I think we looked a threat on set pieces.
And it was a very good performance, really, wasn't it? Because we were up against a full-time team on a 4G pitch in 80-degree heat.
Yeah, it was a great performance from the boys. And I think we were unfortunate to concede some of them. You know, two of the goals were deflections. I thought, as a team, we defended really well. And it's always difficult playing on AstroTurf, whether we're, you know, playing in this sort of heat or we're back home playing in the cold. It's always difficult on the legs, and I thought the boys did really well. There was a lot of communication there, and considering we've only just come together as a new group, I thought it was a really, really good workout. And another day, it could have been a different result. You know, we did have a few chances ourselves, but you know, they were a fantastic passing team, and it's good to come and see a team like that, and especially play against them, to see, you know, the little short and sharp movements. But yeah, it's been a really good tour so far, and I'm obviously looking forward to tonight. But yeah, it's been good.
It all goes well, though, doesn't it, for the future season, when you see a performance like this on top of the one against Sunderland as well?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's all, hopefully it all comes together when it becomes more important. Obviously, Curzon at home is what we're all building up for. But, you know, it's nice to see these signs so early doors. And, you know, like I said in the previous interview, you know, we're all getting on really well, and that's important. You know, Stacey, the skipper's making sure we're all together, and obviously coming over here and doing these team bonding sort of things are really good. And another thing, obviously seeing as many fans as there were today, you know, they were absolutely magnificent to, you know, to travel all this way and to see so many of them was brilliant. It was like having a home game, really. You know, so they were fantastic, and yeah, we've had a really good weekend so far.